Howdy, and welcome to the second episode of the Fashion Bible Podcast. I'm your host, Mary Becca Wilson, and today I have brought in a special guest to give some insight on today's topics. My friend and sorority sister Grace Price and I will discuss our favorite places to shop on a budget, our favorite and least favorite fashion trends and splurge-worthy items, and ones that we should have just left on the rack. Grace, please introduce yourself and describe your style.
Hi, I'm Grace, and I would kind of describe my style as very eccentric while still trying to keep it classy and trendy, but more of a timeless look. For shopping on a budget and trends that are worth it or not, I would try to stick to more just like staple pieces that you can kind of dress up or down or accessorize in many different ways. That way you're not splurging on one top that you can only wear once a month because it's very noticeable and out there. So I would try to stick to more staple pieces.
Yeah, like we just had our formal and I was like, I don't want to buy some super expensive dress just for one night because it's not like prom or anything, but I just went to Lulu's and I got my dress for like $70, and I'll probably try to resell it too, like on Facebook, just because I'm not going to wear it again probably. And I don't know what event like I would even wear it to.
Exactly. Like I wore a prom dress that I bought for my junior prom and it was solid black. And since it wasn't something that was just super crazy and loud, I could rewear it for this formal and nobody even knew that it was something that I had reworn because it's such a classy, timeless piece.
Yeah. And also it was kind of funny because now the feather tops are really in.
Yes.
So,
yes.
And you can get like, I know on Revolve, those tops go for like $200 to $400.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the trends really do come back around.
Yeah, definitely. What's your take on Golden Gooses?
So the cute, trendy sorority girl part of me wants to like them a lot. The other part of me thinks that it's absolutely absurd to spend upward $500 on a pair of shoes. Not to mention the shoes come dirty and scratched up on purpose. And if that's your style, that's great. But they're definitely a dying trend already, and I don't think they've even been out for that long.
Yeah.
So it's not justifiable for me whatsoever to spend $500,000 on shoes who are already losing their trend and kind of more of a little girls type shoe than a classier shoe. But I'm not going to lie, I do have some dupes.
It's giving justice vibes.
Yes.
But yeah, I was like, oh man, I want some. And so like I have a knockoff pair they're like $75 on Goodnight Macaroon. It's like on Instagram, they sell like all these dupes. But then also like I have vintage Havanas, which are also, they're pretty much the same thing, but they only go up to like $100. Mm-hmm. And I got mine off Nordstrom Rack. So they were like probably like $60.
I also have vintage Havanas and they're very close in resemblance.
Yeah.
Super comfy and I think mine were around $85.
Yeah. So definitely if you are wanting to get Golden Gooses but obviously don't have $500 to spend, vintage Havana is probably the way to go. And I would check out Nordstrom Rack before you do anything else. But hey, you do you. Okay, so now we are going to talk about some trends, and some of these are going to be very Y2K, and the others are not. Okay, so first up is biker shorts.
Yes, so I really like the biker shorts with the oversized t-shirt. I think it's super cute and comfy, more of like a lounge vibe. Especially for someone who walks around on campus often, like I do.
Yeah.
When you wear like traditional athletic shorts, your backpack tends to pull them up a lot. So biker shorts are a good alternative for that. However, I can't get on board with a lot of the outfits that they're worn with. In a lounge manner, yes.
I
cannot get on board with them being worn as an actual outfit.
Yeah, I probably have like 5 pairs, but I only wear them to like work out in. Or just, like, run errands in, but I only wear it with, like, a sweatshirt or, like, a big t-shirt. And, like, there's a picture of Princess Diana that I think that's, like, very iconic.
Yes.
Of her wearing the biker shorts, running around town, like, doing errands. So I think that's where that came back. But, yeah, there's some other ways people are styling it. I'm not vibing with.
If worn correctly, they're more of like a modest alternative
yeah.
to loungewear, I would say. And that's if they're worn correctly.
Yeah. Okay. Next up is the Juicy Couture tracksuits. This may have been a little before Grace's time because I am a little bit older than her, yes. but they're actually coming back now. Like tracksuits, stuff like that. I think I had maybe like, I had one Juicy Couture tracksuit and I wore it in middle school. Or maybe it was elementary. Yeah, anyways.
Yeah, so I was born in 2002, so I'm a couple years younger than Mary Becca. So I never wore them, but I always remember my mom and her friends wearing them and just thinking they were the hottest thing ever. They would put on their little tracksuits to go, like, you know, browse around the mall. And I just remember thinking they look good. And it's super funny because we all laugh about them now because my mom found some in storage the other day. But we had a sorority event, and it was Y2K themed.
Oh, yeah.
And we had a bunch of girls go to Macy's and JCPenney's and found Juicy Couture tracksuits for, like, $150.
Yeah.
And they were on the racks ready to be sold in 2021. So.
It's wild. Yeah, everything comes back. Okay, next, trucker hats. I recently bought one from Lavish Tuscaloosa. It was like one of those shops that kind of went viral during the Bama Rush TikTok thing. It looks so ugly on me. Like I would say I could pull off most hats, but like this one, it's so large. Like it makes my head look so tall. Like I can't do it.
Yeah. So personally for me, I have a really small head and I love wearing hats. I wear hats probably 3 days a week, but the trucker hats are just obnoxiously large. And the trend that is going with them right now is a lot of, like, sorority girls are wearing them.
Yeah.
And it's got, you know, the happy, smiley faces on them or their letters. And it's super funny to me because I personally think that's one of those trends that your kids are going to look at your pictures and say, Mom, what the heck is on your head? And so personally, that's a no for me. But I do love when girls wear them because it's just like, yes, own it.
Yeah, you definitely have to have the right head for it. Okay, graphic tees. I wear graphic tees all the time. I really don't see a time when they're not going to go out. But I remember, I really want to get it. There's like a picture of Paris Hilton. It's like, stop being poor.
Yes.
And I just want to get it just to wear it to like the bar. I think it'd be funny. Yeah. But I don't know if a lot of people would catch up on it. Or they'd be like, ugh, what is this girl wearing?
I personally agree that I don't think graphic tees have ever went out of style. I mean, I think the fit of them has probably changed over the years, but especially now, like, a lot of the 90s and early 2000s trends are coming back with more of the, like, cropped, tighter graphic tees with the higher neck, and I don't see those ever going out of style.
Yeah, I remember the splatter paint shirts from, like, Rue 21.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. And then those sunglasses, the Kanye West ones, where it was, like, the barred ones.
Yes.
Yeah, that's dark times. Okay, now we're going to do trend face-off. So pretty much pick your fighter. So first up is high-waisted jeans versus low-waisted.
Oh. So me personally, I would choose high-waisted jeans every single time. Even if it's more of a mid-rise to high-rise, low-waisted jeans are not in my closet and probably never will be. They're not flattering on me and my personal body type. I see a lot of girls who can rock them because they have the body for it and more power to them, but that's not me and it probably never will be. And I think that high-waisted jeans are a lot more comfortable. They kind of offer you a lot more support, and you can kind of tuck things in if you please. And I just think they're a lot more, I would say, in style than low-rise jeans.
Yeah, I don't think I will ever own a pair of low-rise jeans. I just feel more comfortable. I think it also, like, I'm a little bit more curvy, so wearing high-waisted jeans definitely, like, accentuates my curves, so. And I don't want to try on low-waisted jeans because I don't know, it won't be good. Okay, boho versus hipster. I would describe boho probably like Coachella, and then hipster. When I think of hipster, it reminds me of like the mustache
and the glasses
face and like the beards.
Yes. Personally, I would say boho every time because it reminds me of more like neutral colors, more greens, very earthy, lots of plants going on, and hipster really does remind me of when you'd go to the movie theater and you'd punch out the lenses and the 3D glasses and the mustache phase. So I would personally say boho every time.
Yeah, and I think a store that does, I mean, it's an expensive store, but Anthropology and Urban Outfitters,
yes,
they've always been like that, but they do a really good job of the bohemian look, but it's definitely not for cheap. No. Oh, also Free People.
Yes.
Okay, Uggs versus Crocs. Okay, personally, I have never owned a pair of Crocs, probably never will. I just don't see the hype.
So I'm not a Crocs person either. There's not a lot of times that I can go somewhere, even if it's just on campus or to the dining hall, and I think, yes, I'm going to put on Crocs to complete my outfit. So I've owned a lot of Uggs throughout my life, specifically the really tall ones when those were in style,
yeah.
The Uggs and the riding boots in the winter, and I never threw them away. Because my foot has not grown for a substantial amount of years now.
Same.
And this past winter, the really short Uggs were back in style, and people were starting to roll around with them again. And I actually went into Dillard's, and they were starting to sell the tall ones again. And I'm not sure if I can get on board with the tall Uggs, but I can definitely see myself purchasing some of the shorter ones.
Yeah, I never owned... I had the knockoff pairs, don't get me wrong.
The Bear Paws.
The Bear Paws, exactly. Yes. I had Bear Paws. That was like the knockoff for the Uggs. But we live in Texas. I'm from Austin, so it doesn't get very cold, and I'm also like very hot natured, so I don't ever wear long sleeves. So like I did not like Uggs are cute, but it's just not for me because I just can't.
Yeah.
Okay, crop tops versus full length shirts. Okay, I'm gonna put this in the going out, maybe going out tops. Yeah.
So for me personally, I love a good crop top when I'm feeling it, when I'm feeling, you know, kind of skinny that day or kind of, you know. But for me, when I go out, my number one priority is comfort and being able to relax.
Yeah.
Because if I'm constantly worried about my outfit or it's not comfortable or I'm not feeling comfortable, then it ruins my night. So I know personally I'm more of a full-length shirt kind of girl when I go out because it just ensures that. You know, if I want to eat a lot of food or if I want to drink a lot of beverages, I can be comfortable and still
yeah.
look good in a full-length shirt.
Yeah, I'm the same way. If I'm going to wear a crop top, it's not going to be that cropped. And I'm also going to wear super high-waisted jeans.
Yes, just a little bit of mid-drift.
Yeah. And I also probably will be standing up the whole time, not sitting down.
Yes.
Okay, so that ends the trend face-off. So just to, like, wrap up this episode... What is your favorite trend, and what is one you will never partake in?
Okay, so I think my favorite trend right now is a lot of people are starting to get into really minimalistic neutrals, like a lot of different shades of browns, whites, creams,
yeah.
and I am obsessed with that look. I recently got hired on a job where I have to wear business casual every day, and our sorority, we have to wear business casual
yeah.
because it's a professional sorority. So I've really, really enjoyed expanding my wardrobe with a lot of just business clothes that are browns, whites, creams, blacks. I've really enjoyed dressing in more monotone colors because you can still make such a huge statement by being super classy when you dress that way. So that's probably my favorite trend right now. And then one I will never partake in would probably be bangs. I can't get on board with bangs.
The curtain bangs?
I remember being in elementary school, and it was a really big deal to have straight across Cleopatra styled bangs. And I just think that's a no for me, always.
Yeah, I think my favorite trend is honestly athleisure. Because I'm just, sometimes I'm lazy, and also it's about comfort for me as well. Like, I'd rather just wear a t-shirt and shorts to do stuff than, like, dress up.
Yeah.
And then one I'll probably never partake in. There's a lot, actually. Probably those moon boots.
Yes.
And I don't know. I just can't really get on the Queen of Sparkles two-piece sets.
No.
They're not for me, for sure.
I can't either.
Okay, what is the one item you regret splurging on? I have too many to count, personally.
One I regret splurging on would probably be... I would probably say Doc Martens. I bought a pair of Doc Martens, and I wore them once, and received the most horrendous blisters of my life.
Yeah.
And I've looked on, and I've read, and that's very common, and you have to break them in, but I cannot possibly imagine another day of breaking them in without dying. So I have not worn them, and I did not even bring them to college with me. So I definitely regret splurging on those.
Yeah, I have a lot because I'm just like an impulse buyer. One of them is I bought that $40 trucker hat. It was $40. Like, what was I thinking? And you can't return it because it's an accessory. So that, all the Kendra Scott stuff I used to buy. I sold it all to, like, Plato's Closet, and I wore it, like, a couple times, but it was definitely not worth it. Okay, well, this wraps up the second episode. Thank you so much, Grace, for coming on.
Of course, I enjoyed it.
And we will see you next time. Actually, there won't be a next time because it's the last episode.